Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
Well, cattle futures today were higher across the board for live cattle and feeder cattle, and also the lean hog complex was higher. But the June lives are up $1.20 at $132.77. The August lives up $1.42 at $132.97. We still have quite a bit of technical work to get back to the 50% retracement. Somewhere around on the August live cattle, somewhere around 136.30 from the April high to the low earlier today. You know, on Friday we had an on-feed report, which everyone expected to be so bearish, and the actual numbers were bearish. On-feed May 1st was 102%. They're looking for 101.3, so a little more cattle than expected. But the placements number, 99%, where the average guess was 95.4%, so 3.6% larger than expected. Marketed 98%, which is right in line. So we expected the market to open up today lower, and it did maybe a little bit, but immediately rallied. So higher there on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were up 5 in May at 153.45. They expire on Thursday. August feeders up $1.70 at 165.62. And just like the live cattle, a lot of work to get back to some resistance here. We've sold off over $20 in the August from the February high at this point. And then lean hogs are anywhere from $1.50 to $2 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the grain markets were mixed today. We had the July Kansas City wheat up 24.75 at 12.77.5. Chicago July up 24.5 at 11.93. We've come off the highs quite a bit. We were over 13.50 just about four trading days ago, and now we're at 12.77. But we're also significantly off the lows. If you go back and look in February, we were below $8. So over, you know, 5.50 rally at one point, and all on this Russian Ukraine. Going back and forth, and nobody knows really what's going to happen. It looks like Russia rejected a proposal for safe passage of grain shipments out of there. But I guess that really isn't too surprising, but the market didn't like it and was up significantly, despite some harvest pressures going on in the wheat market. Beans today were lower. We were 18 lower in July at 16.87 and a quarter. November's down 5.5 at 15.16. The corn today 5 to 7 cents higher, so it was pretty supported here. December cotton up 80 at 125.98. Cotton, of course, has been a long-term uptrend for months and months and months, but the last two or three days we've sold off. And then currently the stock markets are higher. The Dow Jones up 650, S&P's up 74. Crude oil's about unchanged today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.